The University of Ghana Council says it is confident of implementing more development-oriented programs if it is transformed into a research institute. This will not only help the university to contribute significantly to the demands of the changing needs of academia, but also impact positively on the country's economy and that of the world at large. The chairman of the University Council, Professor Justice Kofi Dadeban, made these comments at the 65th anniversary and special congregation of the university in Accra, which conferred honorary degrees on former President John Ejegun Kunfo and 16 others for their contribution to the improvement of societal life. Antoinette Abaigen was at the congregation in her father's report.
The chairman of the University Council, Professor Justice Kofi Dadeban, noted that all over the world, there is a wind of change blowing in academia, and the University of Ghana cannot afford to remain stagnant. He challenged scholars to use the vast storage of knowledge acquired for the benefit of the continent.
The University Council is very confident that the University of Ghana has a very bright future ahead of it. The university started the process of transforming itself to become a research university, and I hereby assure the investment management of Council's full support in its effort to chart a new course for the University of Ghana in terms of it becoming a research university.
Candidates for the 65th anniversary honorary degrees were in six categories. Former President John Ajekum Kufo and S.N. Wood were given honorary degrees in Doctors of Law for their contributions to public service. Reverend Canon Professor John Pobi and Amar Taedu, a renowned writer, were given honorary doctorate degrees for their contribution to academia. Former Vice Chancellors of the University, Kojo Asensu Otri and Clifford Niboy Tegu, were also honored for their contributions to the development of the university. Anthony Otin Jesse, former President of the Association of Ghana Industries and Chief Executive of Domond Aluminium, were honored for their contributions to the development of industry. Madame Amar Taedu, in an interview with Radio Ghana, could not hide her joy for the honor done her and her colleagues. She advised up-and-coming students to read a lot in order to achieve their dreams.
An honorary degree from Legon is very special. Very special because I am from this place. That recognition by people who know you, people who were there when you were young. This thing here in Legon is as big as anything I've ever had since the dilemma. Young people, please read, learn. As other people have said, pursue your dreams. Don't let anything stop you. Nothing.
That was a renowned playwright and honoree, Amata Edu, ending that report by Antoinette Abba.